Psalm 143, before the morning verdict. Psalm 143 is one of the church's historic penitential psalms, and it begins with a stunning tension. David asks God to answer him in faithfulness and righteousness, then immediately pleads, "Do not enter into judgment." That is not a contradiction. It is the whole drama of grace. If God's righteousness means strict accounting, David is undone. No one living is righteous. Paul will later lean on this very truth in Romans 3. But if God's righteousness means covenant faithfulness, God being true to his saving character, then the thing David fears becomes the thing he clings to. Augustine heard in this psalm the voice of every believer who has stopped defending himself. Calvin noticed the same holy paradox. The only refuge from God, the judge, is God the Saviour. The poem then drops us into a landscape of death, struck down to the ground, made to dwell in dark places as those who have been long dead. In Judah, dark places were not poetic shadows. They were caves, tomb chambers, cisterns cut into limestone, sunless places of silence, danger, and uncleanness. A Western reader may hear sadness. An Israelite would hear burial before death, life reduced to a grave-like existence. So what does David do? He remembers. He meditates. He stretches out his hands. This is not vague spirituality. It is resistance. Memory, in Scripture, is warfare against despair. The enemy pushes his life down to the ground. David answers by lifting his mind back through God's works. Then comes one of the most searching prayers in the Psalter. "Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning." Morning in the ancient world was when gates opened, courts sat, labour began, and verdicts were felt. David wants God's voice before all other voices. Before enemies speak, before conscience accuses, before the day names him, he asks to hear Hesed, the steadfast covenant love of God. And notice, he does not ask only for escape, he asks for teaching. "Teach me to do your will. Your spirit is good. Lead me." Most of us want rescue without formation. David wants both. The Hebrew phrase, often rendered level ground or the land of uprightness, carries a lovely double meaning. It is moral ground, yes, but also stable terrain. In a land of ravines, loose stones, and sudden drops, level ground is mercy. Grace is not only forgiveness, it is footing. The psalm ends with judgment on enemies. Christians need not blush at that. In Christ, we do not take vengeance ourselves, but neither do we make peace with what destroys souls. We ask God to end what wages war against the life he has claimed. Suggested cross-references, Romans 3:20-26, Lamentations 3:22-23, Isaiah 26:9-7, John 14:26. Hymn suggestion. "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Prayer. "Lord, before this day speaks over me, let me hear your steadfast love. Do not leave me in the dark places. Teach me not only where to walk, but how to obey. By your good spirit, lead me onto level ground for Jesus' sake. Amen."